It's Friday, the 28th of February, the last day of February 2014. What a gorgeous morning it is. Mostly blue sky, but just like streamers of cloud. It's calm, still, it's peaceful. It's cold. Yes, clear skies during the night has meant quite a heavy ground frost, which is beautiful. The rooftops in the park, the grass in the park. And as I look through that gaping wound in the fence panel into the park, the trees, you can see the ground frost shining. Shining because the sun's already quite high in the sky. It's beautiful, it's beautiful. It's being veiled at the moment though by those light clouds. And my snowdrops and my wee primrose, my wee fried egg primrose, poached egg, whatever you want to call it, poached egg. Ah, now that, I'm pretty sure it was a hawk. It just scared the living daylights out of the birds there. I can't see it, it's gone. Must have just swooped down. But, yes, so that, my snowdrops have all bowed their heads to the ground, but they'll come back up, resilient, resilience, hardy. And my Acer tree, which I'm back standing below again, is covered in thousands of tiny water droplets that are frozen completely solid. Beautiful. I wonder if they would light up, changing colours. I had quite a good sleep last night, considering this darn, damn, rotten, stinking cold. Vicked up before I went to bed and picked up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm still praying it doesn't go down south. But we'll see. I'm doing my utmost to stop it. I think I drank gallons of tea yesterday, hot tea. I even put honey in my... I take a sachet in the morning. A sachet. Oh my god. He's being really polite, a sachet. A sachet in the morning. And, you know, dip it to warm water. Put some honey in that this morning as well. Glass of water. It's nice. Can't believe February's gone. Gone already. But I'm not complaining. Well, what good would complaining do anyway? It's not as if February's going to rewind itself, is it? I had so much birdsong 5 minutes ago. A darn hawk. No, I shouldn't say that, because I do love hawks and they've got to live the same as the rest. But I just meant it killed the birdsong, or most of it anyway. But, It's cold standing here, swearing. I've got my fleece, my new fleece, all zipped up. What I did the other day there was, I had it on and I was doing something and I got a phone call. I think I mentioned going to Andrew's farm. And I wasn't sure what was the problem, so, because he's always a bit vague on the phone. He's one of those guys that just cannot talk on the phone and cannot talk on answering services, voicemail. You have to hear Andrew in voicemail to believe it. But I thought of coming home first, but it was a long way around, coming home to get changed into my farm gear. I thought, no, I'll just go up. I went up and now my fleece, even though it's been febreezed twice, still smells of the farm. Doesn't bother me one bit, as do my boots, which I've cleaned and still smell of the farm. And again, it smells wonderful, because I mean, if I have a fleece, it doesn't smell of anything. It doesn't even smell of fleece. But if I have a fleece, it smells of a farm. Then it's something different, isn't it? I don't know if that makes sense at all. It probably doesn't. Sun's shining through Scots Pines, looking beautiful this morning. Well, they always look beautiful, but being lit by the sun, gorgeous. And for once in a while, they're not actually swinging about mad in strawberries. Got a text message this morning from her niece. Oh, one of her nieces, my wife's sister's daughter. She's always been really good to us. She sent a text this morning asking if we were doing anything on Sunday. It turns out she's had a win on the Irish lottery. And so she's treating us and her mum and dad to a meal through in Glasgow on Sunday. Isn't that kind of her? Well, she's like that. She wouldn't be going. Not with the old fuddy-duddies, although she did used to go. No. Oh, she might be going, actually. I didn't ask her. There you go. Text messaging. You never get the conversation whole. But anyway, that was very nice of her. So that was a wee treat this morning. Looking forward to Sunday. It's been a wee while since we were through. Isn't it nice when people are kind to you? Especially out of the blue, you know. Someone just suddenly does something nice for you. I remember that priest that I spoke about a few times now, Father Michael, seemed to have a great wisdom for his age, a young priest. Well, he was in his late 30s, 40, so he's still a young priest. And I had been talking to him about being uncharitable. Not him being uncharitable, me, in the monetary sense, that is, not in the practical, physical sense. I'll do anything for anybody. I remember just saying to him, this is going back a good number of years, by the way. I'm not sure I've changed that much, actually. Tight-fisted Scot. Nah, I do my wee bit, but it's never enough. But I remember saying to him about this, and he said, and it caught me totally by surprise. He didn't say anything that I thought he might have said. He said to me, look, go out and buy yourself something nice. It doesn't need to be expensive, but go and treat yourself and buy yourself something nice. And I'm sitting there and thinking, yeah, where's this going? And he says, and you know, when you get that great feeling that you've just treated yourself and got yourself something nice, he says, think how someone else would feel if you treated them. It's always stuck in my mind that. Very, very, I can't think of the word to use. Not deep thought, but profound. It's profound. Treat yourself and then realise what others will feel if you treat them. That was really nice. My goodness. Have I really spoke for that length of time?